With what you need to know in the news on Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022, I'm Vin Abenue. A draft opinion suggests that the U.S. Supreme Court could be poised to overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortion nationwide, according to the Associated Press. A decision to overrule Roe v. Wade would lead to abortion bans in roughly half the states. It's unclear at this point if the draft represents the court's final word on the matter. A Supreme Court spokeswoman said the court had no comment. The state budget being deliberated right now in New Jersey is for fiscal 2023. The TTF capital program, supported in part by the 2016 gas tax hike, runs through fiscal 2024. So Transportation Commissioner Diane Gutierrez-Scicchetti says talks about what comes next should start this summer.
The gas tax conversation, in my mind, doesn't even become percolated until we get through the budget process. You know, this is more than enough for everybody to do right now.
The TTF provides about $2 billion a year for projects through NJ Transit and the Department of Transportation. The 2016 reauthorization allowed the TTF to take on $12 billion in debt over 8 years, though by July, the state expects to have used only about $4.8 billion of that. Pressed by lawmakers at a Monday hearing to have all motor vehicle commission agencies handle all transactions rather than licenses at some and vehicles at others, the chief of the MVC made clear that things are so efficient despite rampant absences that it isn't in the plans.
Sue Fulton says people may have to travel 20 minutes further to an agency, but they rarely have to go there, once every 12 years for a license and with an appointment.
To try to put all transactions back into every location would slow us down significantly.
Fulton says almost all transactions could get done in a day or two, though the wait for a first driver's permit can be 55 days. Assemblywoman Eliana Pinto-Ramirez says that needs to be fixed.
We have, thank goodness, right, at this point in time, a plethora of money from through AARP funds. If I were you, I wouldn't be happy about having 60 days waiting for any type of transaction.
At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
New Jersey U.S. Congressman Frank Pallone has announced the state will receive more than $2.5 million from the American Rescue Plan funds to help transition the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline from the current 10-digit number to a 3-digit dialing code.
A lot of times it's harder for people to remember a 10-digit number. So basically the most important thing is we're switching to a 3-digit number, which is 988, and that'll start on July 16th to make it easier to call.
He says during the pandemic, the number of cases of people suffering from mental illness and had serious thoughts of suicide significantly increased. So it's important to ensure that those who need help can get it. Spirit Airlines is rejecting JetBlue's latest offer to buy the discount carrier. Spirit has announced it's sticking with its deal to merge with Frontier Airlines instead. JetBlue had upped its offer to include a $200 million breakup fee, but Spirit turned it down. The Jersey Business and Industry Association is concerned new DEP pesticide rules at ports in the Garden State could convince fruit and vegetable importers to bypass the Garden State and go to ports in other nearby states. NJBIA VP Ray Cantor says that could result in job losses and higher costs for consumers.
This is a cost driver, and it makes our port for these products less competitive.
A spokesman for the DEP says the recently adopted rules will protect public health and only clarify when a permit is required. New Jersey restaurants are getting ready for the start of the toughest in the nation bag and styrofoam container ban that starts tomorrow.
Amanda Stone of the Jersey Restaurant and Hospitality Association says food packed in styrofoam boxes and placed in plastic bags will no longer be allowed, but
you'll be able to take home anything you don't eat there. It'll just be maybe in a different way you might have received it before. Paper bags, different types of containers that are recyclable material. You'll certainly be able to take your leftovers home one way or another.
Boxes made from recyclable material have been around for years, says Stone. The new law will not cause any problems at all for people getting takeout food from a restaurant. I'm David Mathau.
There are nice beaches in Asbury Park, but of course parking can sometimes be difficult, to say the least. The writers at Food and Leisure, though, have placed Asbury Park's beach in the top 25 in all of the country. Listed next to beaches in Hawaii, California, and Florida, Asbury is described as a lively, clean, white sand beach, but it is the entertainment and food options on the historic boardwalk that place it on the list of best beaches in the U.S. I'm Vin Abenue on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Tuesday.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.